Welcome to another episode of the Canadian Space Society podcast, Space A. I'm your host, Mahima Kapoor, and today we have two very special guests with us. We've got Jason, who is an experienced CEO with a demonstrated history of working in IT and services industry. He has a passion in entrepreneurship and the business marketing world. He's been the CEO, president, and founder of Stardust Technologies and Tech Galaxy with over 10 years of entrepreneurship and business development in Northern Ontario. We also have with us the Chief Technology Officer of Stardust Technologies, Jawad, with us. And we'll be chatting with both of them today on what exactly is Stardust Technologies and what cool work they're up to today. So welcome to the podcast, Jason and Jawad. How are both of you doing today?
Great. Thank you for the invitation.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
No worries. We're glad to have you. So, Jason, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit more about your background and how you first got interested in space.
So, I'm Jason Michaud, CEO and president of Stardust Technologies. Basically, I'm from Northern Ontario. I've had a very huge passion and dedication to the entrepreneurial world for the past 10 years, and I've always loved tinkering with technology since I was quite young. And actually, when I was about 14 years old, that's when I met our CTO, Jawad El-Hussein, and we've been discussing for the past more than 15 years on different technologies and how we could find ways to change the world for a better place, and to how we could help out. And space is one of those frontiers that's always been a huge interest to myself, and I'm sure I can speak of to that to Jawad as well. And I've always been passionate on anything that was related to the space industry, and obviously the early shuttle missions when I was quite younger were quite the moment for human history. But that being said, I'm a geek as well at heart, and Stargate is really one of those shows that illuminated that passion to go and find ways to discover and break the boundaries for humankind. But anyways, I will let Jawad cover that part as well. I'm sure he's got lots to add on.
Thank you. Well, my name is Jawad, and I am the Chief Technology Officer at Stardust, and also the co-founder. I'm graduate as a software engineer in IT computer science at the Université de Franche-Comté in France. I'm actually based in Ottawa. This is where we are doing our R&D here in Stardust. And before jumping to the space industry, I was working a long time in the entertainment industry, such as a video game developer, especially in China. I've got interested in space since my children, actually, like Jason. I always enjoyed read Isaac Asimov books for kids, explaining the future of the space exploration. I was also a big fan of Stargate, Star Trek, those kind of sci-fi show, and they all talk about space exploration, aliens, travel around the galaxy, so it makes us dream. So yes, working in the space industry has always been a dream for Jason and I. So I'm really happy to be here right now. Thank you.
No worries. And we're glad to have you both on and chat with you today. So we're excited to hear about your experiences. So why don't you tell us, Jason, first about Stardust Technologies and what inspired you to start the company?
Thank you. So basically, Stardust Technologies has been kind of a fruit of passion and hard work. We basically, for the past 7 years, I've been, 10 years, I've been working quite a bit in the information technology and also the software development, and studying the market trends on how we could create solutions utilizing what we know with software. And to that end, we've been studying the virtual reality and augmented reality, as well as artificial intelligence, and how we could integrate these with our structure, which evolved into Stardust Technologies, building on the drive and passion to empower the future. And that's always been a core goal for our social enterprise, and we've really tried to provide these avenues by creating STEM opportunities with universities across the world, including Australia, the United States, and Europe, and finding ways that we can really empower these people in getting a voice out there in this industry, sort of like the Canadian Space Society. So really, what's really driving the force of the company, obviously, it's more about a work, a labor of love to and a love letter to the space industry. One of the main key projects that's been pushing our boundaries in space has been the collaboration that we did with the Canadian Space Agency and the National Research Council of Canada on the EDEN project. We've conducted microgravity flights in Ottawa, and that has been a life-changing experience. Actually, I would say, I can't wait to get to the next one, but I'll let the Jawad add on to the EDEN project and what we've been doing on that space frontier with Stardust.
Yes, well, actually, you said already everything on the questions. I would just add, we've been passionate together about new technology, virtual reality, augmented reality, mixed reality, and so forth, artificial intelligence. So we always thought those technologies have a future into the space industry. So yes, so, we've been creating the EVA project at first, and after the EDEN project that we conducted here in Ottawa about the microgravity flight. So yes, I would be happy to talk about this project more in the further interview. I guess it will take a lot of time otherwise. So that's it from my side.
Yeah, absolutely. We would love to have you back for a follow-up as well. Hear a lot more about some specifics about the project that you guys are undertaking. So that's awesome. So I have a more high-level question for you now. What, according to you, is the greatest challenge in the Canadian space industry or in policy at this moment in time?
So I guess I'll start. Basically, one of the big challenges that we might have been facing, obviously, aside from the current COVID-19 pandemic, is the way the policies are and the way I feel like the space industry is a bit more challenging for startups and SME trying to break into the industry. Don't get me wrong, there's wonderful people at every levels of the Canadian space agency, but I believe the policies can take quite a bit of time, and I believe it personally, from my personal level, that there needs to be some changes so that we can be keeping up with the NASA and the Chinese space industry, because these other industries are moving at breakneck speeds, and for us, unfortunately, it's moving quite a bit slower. But that might be just my perspective. I guess when there's lots of bureaucracy and lots of paperwork, everything takes quite a bit of time. But that would be, I guess, my take on the industry currently. But I'm hoping it will evolve with big players in the picture and pushing more for more collaboration with SMEs in Canada. And Jawad, I'd welcome your take on it.
Yeah, no worries. Well, the CSA, the Canada Space Agency, is a strong space agency with passionate and talented people, for sure. The world knows the CSA, thanks to the Great Canada 1 and 2, and the famous Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield, of course. And in the past, the CSA achieved a lot in the space industry, especially for a small agency with a small budget. However, in my opinion, the biggest challenge for the Canadian space industry will be for the next decade. My question is, the Canadian space industry will still invest billions of dollars only for the robotics, or they will try this time to invest in new technologies such as the artificial intelligence for space purpose, or the space medicine, and even deep space mining? This is definitely the greatest challenge here in Canada, because after a decade, it will be too late to be involved on this new technology and field. The Artemis program, where the CSA is involved right now, is the best international collaboration for showing the world the made in Canada about our technologies. And in Canada, we are surrounded with amazing companies who are developing interesting technology who can be used for the space exploration. From my personal perspective, we should use Artemis program a way to shine our Canadian industries to the world and by this way open new opportunities for Canadian business before it's too late.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. Those are some really great insights on the challenges that the Canadian space industry is facing and will probably continue to face for a certain amount of time. But then that's where players like you guys come in and trying to really advocate for space and making sure that, you know, more and more people are getting involved and hope to find some solutions to these challenges. So, and my next question is something that I ask all of my guests, because this podcast is catering really to a younger audience. I think a lot of students want to get into STEM and space specifically. And I would say that it's a challenging industry to kind of break into. And it's also tricky to pinpoint, you know, what are the skills am I going to need? Both of you come from sort of IT backgrounds. So that's, I would imagine, been really beneficial to you in navigating your career paths. But what advice do you have for young people who are looking to get into the space industry? And what skills should they focus on to help us solve some of these challenges that you spoke about?
Honestly, my take on it is just do it. A lot of people approach me often on LinkedIn or other social media or even locally, and they're like, how do you work in the space industry? Like, what can I do? And I'm building a plan. Really, the solution is to start today. Everything realistically is going to be needed for space, especially with the determination from companies such as Blue Origin, SpaceX, and Virgin Galactic. There is going to be a lot more openings, and the fact that the space mining business is going to be booming and space tourism will include a lot more of these different sectors such as space farming, space electricians, or even anything from arts to music and entertainment. So really, it's all about a perspective of how you're marketing yourself, I personally believe, and how you decide tomorrow that, hey, I'm going to be working in the space industry. There's no right or wrong time to start. I think the time is right now, personally. I know it might sound cliche, but ultimately, you just got to chase for what you like and not give up on that passion and really fight for what you want to do. And I've met some wonderful people that are still in high school and they're already managing not-for-profit organizations to helping kids get into the space industry. And I think that's wonderful that youth are starting to get more involved at that young age. I don't think there's an age to start getting involved. And I really think that if you're passionate about something, I mean, you should really chase that and really work towards that. And not look back, really. And I guess being a bit stubborn might help, too. but at the end of the day, don't do it for the money. Do it out of passion. The money will follow because it is quite a long process sometimes. But just don't give up. That's my personal take on it.
I'm quite agree with Jason. This is a good resume about the situation. Well, to answer completely about my advice for young people, well, I would say to them, go ahead, don't look back, of course. Do what you wish to do, wake up for a job you like. It's the best way to succeed in your personal life, for sure. The space industry will be the next industrial revolution and everyone will be needed. We don't have specific jobs. Before it was when the space industry was at the beginning. So of course we only need at this time engineers, but the time changed. So don't be shy, go ahead and be the next John Chapman here in Canada or even Bombardier in our space industry. And as I said, like Jason said too, the space industry needs all skills. So you have cookers, you have engineers, teachers, doctors, etc. This is exactly what we saw during the Industrial Revolution 200 years ago. Everyone, every job will be important for the success of the space exploration, and of course the deep space exploration, like Elon Musk is dreaming to bring humanity in Mars for the late decade.
Yeah, absolutely. I think both of the points that you guys made were super, super valid. And I think everyone that's been on our podcast has echoed the exact same thing, in that follow your dreams, and that space needs everyone, right? And that's everyone in terms of not only diversity in, you know, ethnicities and all the other things, but also in terms of skills. So all skills are eventually going to be valuable, because that's where we're heading. So I think that's a really, really good point to hone in on. So those were all the questions that I had for you today. Is there any closing statements that either of you would like to make before we conclude the podcast?
Well, really, on behalf of, I can speak, I'm sure, on behalf of Jawad and myself and the team at Stardust, we are really thankful for you to take the time to do this podcast and to help the youth connect more with space by facilitating through new medias that will engage with them. And we are also really grateful that the president of the Canadian Space Society came up last second on a microgravity flight. That was quite fun with us back in March before the lockdown. So it is definitely a topic that we still got to sit down with Ryan and discuss about his experience and his take on microgravity. Thank you very much for what you're doing for Canada, and thank you very much for what you're doing by inspiring the youth, by spreading space awareness. And again, my hats to you.
Well, Jason said everything. I'm absolutely agree with him. Thank you again for this invitation. Thank you again to help the space industry here in Canada by making all of the what you are doing in the Canadian Space Society. It was really great to welcome your CEO, the director of the Canadian Space Society, during our last zero-G flight. It was fun. He enjoyed, we all enjoyed. He also tried a glimpse of the Eden project at this time. So we were very thankful to have him, everyone. So again, in my side, thank you again for this invitation.
Yeah, thank you so much, both of you, for being here. I really enjoyed listening to you guys chat. And we would love to have you back again a second time to dive into more about what Stardust is doing. And, you know, some of your projects, you could go really deep into them if you wanted to share that information. So thank you so much, both of you, for taking the time out today. I really enjoyed chatting with you, Jason and Jawad.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. Looking forward to the next chat.
Stay tuned for more exciting episodes from the Canadian Space Society. Bye.